There is a person on Tumblr who wrote, "I am a mosaic of everyone I have ever loved, even for a heartbeat." The person's name, Tumblr handle, I couldn't find who they really are, is called Viridian Masquerade. And here is what I think she writes. And this is a condensed version, so you can find the full version if you Google it, or no, if you search for it online. Good luck with Google these days. "I make my ramen the way a friend taught me in 11th grade. Every fall, I listen to a playlist made for me by a boy I drove across a border to hook up with. I eat sushi because a girl who won't talk to me anymore made me try it. And Indian food because my best friend's parents ordered for me before I knew what I liked. There are movies I love because someone I love loved them first. I am a mosaic of everyone I have ever loved, even for a heartbeat." Viridian Masquerade did write later that she wished that she had not used so many food metaphors. But they work, right? For several months, really truly months, I've been thinking about how to honor the theme this month, flourishing together. First, I really love that word, flourish. It makes me feel connected to all of life, brings colorful images of thriving, and I have a sense of both softness and power, the power of connection. It was Janice Marie Johnson, a UU luminary, who first used the word in a UU context for me. We were at something called the Mosaic Conference for congregations who were doing their work on anti-racism, anti-oppression. And she was doing the opening, and she described this UU conference as a place where all are welcome in the circle and where all can flourish. Flourish. It feels like a prayer of thanksgiving, of forgiveness, of request. So yes, let us flourish together here. What does it mean to flourish together? How is it that we do that? We do it like that. We do it by allowing someone to sing "This Land Is Your Land," who, it turns out, has an amazing voice. But I think it has to do with recognizing our deep and mutual interdependence. One of our values, right? We flourish when we combine diverse strengths and share knowledge and act in our true nature, which is empathetic. We build trust, establishing safe spaces for vulnerability and actively supporting each other's growth. We turn individual potential into collective resilience. There is strength in community. Strong social bonds are the number one predictor of well-being, according to many studies. Flourishing requires, though, being seen, understood, and supported by friends, family, and chosen communities. So we have to be willing to share with each other and form those deep connections. And we also have to be mindful to be inclusive of all and not be cliquish, because that doesn't build strong bonds for all. We flourish when we align around common values, goals, and a sense of service to a cause that's greater than our own. If you've done the journey groups, you are starting point, you know those three things. We flourish when we have a sense of meaning and share that with each other. We flourish when we choose empathy and reciprocity. The most resilient communities are built on compassion and the willingness to step into another's emotional world and help each other in times of need. When we're willing and understand what it means to both give and receive. We can't only breathe out. We can't only breathe in. We flourish when we commit to growth, cognitive and emotional, spiritual growth. We learn from each other's perspectives. We use both successes and conflict as renewable sources of learning and growth. When we're willing to change, we flourish. And we flourish with play and joy. Relationships aren't just for solving problems. When we play together, when we create together, when we rest together, it sparks vitality and imagination. It was author, poet, and teacher Gwendolyn Brooks who wrote, "We are each other's business. We are each other's harvest. We are each other's magnitude and bond." What does that look like in real time? From the day this church was established, it has relied on the time, talent, and treasure of those who are held in its embrace. It is a way of flourishing together, building and rebuilding a community where everyone can thrive. It takes humans to have this congregation flourish. It doesn't do it on its own. During the last year and the years of this congregation, leaders, members, participants, visitors, children, in service of this religious community have made flourishing possible. Yes, we are still a religion. Look around. We're here together. Not all Christian, not all Jews, not all Muslim, not all atheist or agnostic or pagan or Buddhist or Taoist or however else you may identify. But we know who we are. It does not matter what the military says. We know what we value. We are a faith that keeps love at the center, wherever we are, that lets love flower and flow and permeate through and surrounds itself with justice and equity and generosity and pluralism and interdependence and transformation. Those are values that matter. Look around. Here we are. We exist to transform lives, to celebrate life, and to practice a life-giving faith, no matter what the military says. Eye roll emoji. And the fight is still there for us, right? And especially for it will affect those who are in the military. It will affect chaplains who have been called to serve there. So I'm going to name some of those tasks of religious community. And when you hear something that you've been part of, I'm going to invite you to wave your arm. If you served at any point on the board this year, for the current governing board members, all of whom have agreed to serve again next year, for the ways that you have helped us flourish, we thank you. Will you just give a wave? I know it's even Jeff and Debbie, right? So chairs of committees, buildings and grounds, caring committee, communications and outreach, finance, membership and hospitality, religious exploration, advancing justice, leadership development, capital campaign and stewardship, religious exploration, worship music committee, nominating, whew, give a wave. Are you a chair of this committee? Okay. For the ways that you helped us flourish, we thank you. Did you serve on one of those committees I just named, or one of those task forces? We have a space task force, living the mission, governance and ministry, an ad hoc outreach committee, capital campaign, caring team. Give a wave. Yeah, right. And then all the committees previously named. You do more than volunteer to help with events. You show up to meetings. You do the work. You're the roots that allow this community to grow and flourish. This year, we established not just a caring committee, but a caring team. So many people offer to serve. So if you're on the caring team to offer meals, rides, or visits, will you please wave? Come on, put them up. Don't be shy about this, y'all. Okay, for the ways that you have helped us flourish, we thank you. There are many children and youth who have participated in our RE, on our Religious Exploration Program. We have 39 registered for this year. The children and youth are the living promise of this community's future. That's how we know it's flourishing. There are so many ways that people lead and show up that are absolutely essential to our thriving. And I think of those who host jammers, women's spirit, or Saturday activities like hikes or forest bathing, those who coordinate the auction, offer their music on Sundays, serve as accompanist, or provide special music during the service. RE leaders and assistants, nursery providers, worship associates, music coordinators, openers, closers, coffee makers, sound techs, those who brought potluck dishes or took a dish to someone who needed it, hosted an auction event, bid on the auction, have you planted flowers or chopped and carried wood, mowed or weed whacked, counted the money, brought flowers for the service, donated a Christmas tree, cleaned the church, coordinated the auction and fall fundraiser, participated in a journey group, led a journey group. Did you take the sermon writing class? Did you participate in a Wednesday night class? Did you attend the winter solstice celebration? Did you volunteer at Pride or show up for a protest? Whew. Yes, wave. If you did that, wave. If you've attended a worship service, even if it's on, I mean, especially if it's online, because some people can only attend online. If you're a visitor, if you've made a donation or pledge, if you've simply been present, we get to celebrate this flourishing. Thank you for making this congregation what it is at this moment in time. And then finally, the staff. Ann Richards and Gabby Patterson. Neither of them is in this sanctuary this morning, but I'm so grateful to work with them. Now, have I missed anything? Can you think of anything?
If you're our reverend.
Oh, well, thank you. For all these ways, I'm so grateful. The poet Rumi says, "Let the beauty you love be what you do. There are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground." And I say to you today, there are hundreds of ways to help a community flourish. And you have found them. You've shown up in ways large and small. And because of you, we are more alive, more rooted, more capable of growth, more capable of a capital campaign. Because of you. No act of care is too small to be part of our flourishing. So, here is what I have for you. Lifesavers. Thank you for being one. Truly, thank you for being one. Thank you every day for saving this world and this congregation. And your own life. There are a variety of fruity flavors and orange mint, and I have other wintergreen mint in the back, but they are very strong, so I will put them out later. But I invite you to come and take one. Let this church then be a place where you flourish, and yet let your flourishing be a gift to this congregation. May we welcome the mosaic, welcome all to the circle, become parts of one another in community. May we continue to grow together, deepening our roots, extending our branches, nourishing one another this day and all days, this life and all lives. Blessed be. Amen. And thank you.